The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Elliot Robinson. The Virginia Office of Emergency Medical Services is under investigation for misspending millions of dollars. In the meantime, it's withheld funding from local agencies for most of 2023. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reported earlier this month that the state has not revealed how much money is missing and whether it was intentionally diverted or just mismanaged. Randy B. Hagee with VPM News partner station WMRA reports.
The Office of EMS, a division of the Virginia Department of Health, distributes funding to local fire and rescue squads and regional EMS councils. Since the agency stopped handing over those funds 9 months ago, local emergency medical services are feeling the crunch. Aging equipment is left unreplaced. Region-wide trainings are at risk of shutting down. The Thomas Jefferson EMS Council, or TGEMS, serves Charlottesville and the counties of Albemarle, Fluvanna, Greene, Louisa, Madison, and Nelson. According to their 2022 annual report, nearly 60% of their funding comes from the state office.
It's a very serious concern.
John Lai is the president of the TGEMS Board of Directors. He said their council is in the fortunate position of having a rainy day fund.
It has allowed us to keep our employees paid, but we're going to run out of money fairly soon if this does not get resolved. Some other of the regional councils that were really sort of paycheck to paycheck, I anticipate that if something isn't done soon, some of them may be shutting programs down and furloughing employees possibly as early as the end of the year, if not the first quarter of next year.
He said they were recently informed that the state will send them close to one annual quarter's worth of money soon.
So it's definitely not what we're owed, but it's enough that it'll keep our doors open a little bit longer.
Lai is an EMT himself and one of the leaders of Link Monticello Volunteer Fire and Rescue in Fluvanna County. He said if regional EMS councils shut down, an immediate problem for local agencies will be the training their personnel need to get and stay licensed. Many firefighters and paramedics get that continuing education at an annual symposium in Virginia Beach, which was scheduled for early November this year, but that got canceled in the fracas too. The Virginia Fire Chiefs Association has their own annual conference in February, and they've added extra training to try and fill the void. Board President Alan Baldwin told WMRA that next year's symposium may also be canceled. Baldwin said that losing training opportunities and scholarships for paramedic students could severely damage local fire and rescue departments.
I see us struggling again to keep people trained, retain people, hire new people, or some services and jurisdictions to be able to maintain quality level service.
Another piece of funding that's been guillotined is the Rescue Squad Assistance Fund, which awards grants for EMS equipment. Winchester Fire Chief John Henschel had hoped to win one of those grants to replace a 14-year-old ambulance at the Shawnee Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department on the south side of the city.
We do have a couple of backup ambulances in our fleet, so right now we're not in dire straits, but it does have a longer-term impact.
Another casualty of this crisis is a contract the state previously paid for, an app that calculates the medication that paramedics administer. Now, local fire departments have to pick up that tab.
We need the government entity to be more transparent. I understand they're going through an investigation and audit, but we need to know when they intend to roll out funding. Many people across the Commonwealth rely upon emergency services to come and care for them and their loved ones in their time of need.
Baldwin, board president of the Virginia Fire Chiefs Association, agreed that the situation is critical.
We do emergency funding every day for things. Can we not do some emergency funding to make this right until they can figure this audit and everything else that goes on with it out?
John Lai with the Thomas Jefferson EMS Council encouraged anyone who wants to help to contact your local agency and ask about volunteering.
That was Randy B. Hagee with partner station WMRA News. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.